Sit, as always, means be in any comfortable posture, sitting or lying down or standing, reclining. Any posture that's conducive to stillness and ease, kind of joyful, relaxed presence. Beginning connecting with the body and its posture, and the breath as movement through the body, and the energy of sensation and vibration, heat, the energy of emotion, story, everything that we carry with us into this moment from the day, wherever we've been. For tonight, as always, you're welcome to practice meditation in whatever way is most helpful for you. If you want to play with the instructions I'll give for a few minutes here, once you've landed in a stable posture and some connection with the breath, the energy that's here in the body mind. Then tonight we might play with not trying to anchor to the breath or the body, but to rest into an open awareness. In open awareness practice, the stable object, in a way, is awareness or conscious sensing, sense consciousness itself, rather than what you are attending to. Often we're aware of several channels of information all at once, and you could tune into sensation or thought or emotion or taste or sounds, any of the physical senses, or the mind, heart, with its stories and feelings. To stabilize in open awareness or open attention practice, it can be helpful to take a few moments and try to feel as directly as we can the quality of awareness. You could call it the witness consciousness. It's the sense of knowing what's happening. And tuning into that, feeling how it's the same or very similar, no matter what's arising. So when you're hearing, there's a knowing of the sound. When you're seeing, there's a knowing of the sight. When you're thinking, there's a knowing of the thought happening. When you're feeling a sensation or energy in the body, there's a knowing. And that knowing can be a kind of stable base for the attention. in practice, this can feel like doing very little. When we're practicing in this way, not trying to stop anything from arising, not trying to stop thinking or ignore sounds or sensations, letting the whole play of life unfold, there's still thoughts and feelings and sensations that come and go on their own. And then there's grasping onto them, which becomes distraction and more story. We still have to notice when we get lost in story. When we're lost in story, we're giving the story energy. And so we've left open awareness. And we are concentrating on the story that's passing through. To stay in an unbound, open awareness, as soon as we feel the energy of thought arising, we don't try to stop it, but we also don't give it any energy. Think of it like a sound passing by. But we're not listening, trying to string the sounds together to understand something. Like someone's telling a story in the next room, it can be hard to ignore it. When it's our own mind, the energy of thought comes up within the field of awareness. I'm aware of the arising. But when I don't give it any energy, it disappears on its own. What some traditions call it self-liberates. And we just keep coming back to openness. In this kind of practice, there can be unshakability. Deep steadiness. Sometimes in open awareness practice, the strongest temptation is to come back to an anchor like the breath, especially if you're used to practicing that way. And tell ourselves that we're remaining open, but actually there's a kind of anchoring in to this one object. no problem, of course, to anchor to a wholesome object, to root to the breath or the body, to come out of story, obsessive thinking, narrative. But if there's some enough alertness, stability of presence, we can notice that it feels different to let go even of the stable anchor, the samadhi of breath or body, and allow the attention to be unmoored. Like a wild horse wandering in a great landscape free of fences, owners, riders. Resting in openness to the environment around us, really to the environment inside and outside of us. So that a thought arising is no more or less mine than the sound of a bird in a tree nearby, or children playing outside, or a car turning the corner, or a fragment of an old song. Our instruction is to notice that everything flickers, passes out of attention, like a bubble on the surface of flowing water that appears and has a form and shimmers with presence and then pops and is gone. This is a way of looking, a way of being intimate with the world around us. Notice the impulse to land in concentration with anything, either wholesome or unwholesome, whether the breath or loving kindness. Worry, distraction, complaint. All of it can be released into the flow. And we rest more deeply. We'll practice in this way, in silence together. As we come to the end of our meditation, if the mind or heart has been wandering or sticking itself on to anything that comes through, and we might rest back once more into the clear, open space of doing less, letting awareness know everything that arises by itself, on its own. As it arises and passes, in the classic poem, the verse that ends the Diamond Sutra is an invocation to this kind of seeing. It says that everything in this world is impermanent. But listening to it, you can hear that it's a meditation instruction. It's an instruction for how to view everything. Not what everything is, but how to look with the eyes of freedom, clarity, non-delusion. Thus, should you see all this fleeting world like a star at dawn, a bubble in a stream, a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, a flickering lamp, a phantom, and a dream. Thus should you see, this is a way of seeing, this is a view. Thus should you see all this fleeting world. Look at everything this way, it says, like a star at dawn, a bubble in a stream, a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, a flickering lamp, a phantom, a dream. Thus should you see all this fleeting world, like a star at dawn, a bubble in a stream, a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, a flickering lamp, a phantom, a dream. So, I'm letting go even of the meditation, even of the focus of awareness. And you just, the discipline goes into the background and you let the body unfold into a couple moments of break, whatever that means. Awareness continues, notice the body moving, shaking off any remaining stuckness from the still posture.